Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Penny Summer with the Sugar Plum Fairy Ball Daddy Daughter Dance, a fundraiser for the Knoxville Library.
The Sugar Plum Fairy Ball, this is probably one of the more endearing events you'll see this year. It's a chance for fathers and their young daughters to spend an evening together and build that special bond. And certainly this is going to be a fun event for everyone who takes part in it, right?
Absolutely. We started this about 7 years ago as a fundraiser for the library project. And it truly has become one of the greatest things I've ever been involved with. And now we're at the point where people are asking, when is it going to be? When can I get my tickets? So people look forward to it, and we look forward to it as well.
The event, of course, this touches on every little girl's dream about wanting to be a princess. Little girls believe in that sort of thing all the time. And, of course, you can be a princess right now, technically, when you're that age. And this is a chance for them to really live that fantasy. And I bet a few of them want to come dressed as their favorite Disney princess or something along those lines, right?
They certainly come in their finest. Candy's Flowers does special corsages for us. And we have a lot of dads that take them out for dinner before. So it becomes a whole evening of activities and interaction one-on-one with their little girls. And the goal is to make those memories that will last them a lifetime while we're raising funds for the library as well. Last year we had Miss Iowa. I started that last year because I thought, you know, it would be good to have someone that the girls could aspire to, someone that sets a good example for them. So last year we had Miss Iowa. This year it's going to be a surprise, but it's someone local that we think that they can look up to and be inspired by. So it's a surprise, but it'll be well worth their time.
This event, of course, coming up February 2nd over at the Celebrate Church. And they have a nice facility there for this sort of thing. And they can clear the main area, and it doesn't look so much like a church as it does an area for celebration, right?
Exactly. And we use a great deal of the facility, because in addition to the main hall where we have a DJ and dancing, we have a room where they play bingo. We have a room where they do crafts. Every little girl goes home with two or three crafts that they've made. We have an area set up where pictures are taken, so they have that memory. Kirsten at Treasure Portraits is always there, and she takes pictures of the daddy and daughters. And then we also have an area where we play games, and we do a lot of relay type games and things that the dads have to be involved with their daughters. So we try to make it a really interactive evening, so they're not just coming and the dads aren't just coming and sitting there. They're actually participating in things with their daughters.
And that's really the key, and that, as we said, to get fathers and daughters together. But it's not just exclusively fathers. Not every girl has a father or a father figure in their life. So you are happy to broaden the field to whoever may be important to them as a personal role model, right?
Absolutely. We've had a lot of granddads out there cutting a rug with those little girls. And uncles, brothers, any significant male in their life, we welcome that. We want them to be able to participate. So if they have someone special, they're absolutely, we would love to have them.
Anybody wants to get tickets or get their place at this event, you want them to get those soon, because they're only available in advance. You can't get them at the door, right?
That's correct. And they will be on sale at Iowa State Savings Bank and at iHealth Solutions and at the library. They're $25 for a couple, and then if there's an additional child, it's $10. And after January 24th, the tickets become $35. And the reason for that really is a planning issue. You know, we want to make sure that everybody, there's food for everybody, that there's enough crafts for everybody, and we have the game set up appropriately. So we kind of need to have a head count ahead of time. So the sooner they can get their tickets, the better. if you're a dad and you haven't brought your little girl, please do so. I can promise you she'll be very grateful because they do have a great time. And my granddaughter that is 12 this year, this is her last year, and she's so sad about it because she's enjoyed it so much. And I think there's a lot of little girls out there that feel the same way. So we encourage the dads to participate and bring their daughters. And they're helping with a great cause besides.
Thanks to Penny Summer for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.